Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Afrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host this afternoon, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you have decided to tune in to the show, and we're going to have a very special author all the way from New Zealand. Can you believe it? Well, of course we can, because this is an international radio show. All the way from New Zealand, but first, we have to give God the glory. So let's read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and you started us on our way. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and you're just blessing us, and we say thank you, Lord. We're not just asking, but we're just giving you the glory, because you are God, and beside you there is none other. We ask, will something be said or done on this ministry to glorify and magnify who you are? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And what we're going to do at this particular time is I'm going to introduce you to Mr. Bob Cottle. He's going to call in just a minute. But Mr. Cottle is an author. And as you all know, we love books, especially Christian books, spiritual books that help us to obtain an experience for who God is, who Jesus is, what happened in the Bible. And Mr. Cottle is a minister as well, and he loves to write. And we're going to understand his themes within his books. He has written many books, and he believes in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. While we continue to wait for Mr. Bob Cottle to join us, I have a few announcements, and as soon as Mr. Cottle calls in to the station, we're going to get started with the interview. First of all, I want you to continue to encourage your family and friends to listen to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. My phone's kind of cutting out here. So be sure to continue to do that. In addition to that, be sure that you continue to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. That's with any type of conferences. If you want to be a member of this national radio station, all of the interviews are free. So be sure to call in with that. In addition to that, make sure that you check out some of the events. We're going to have some literary events online as well as in person. I'm still speaking with some of my organizers and things of that nature, because we believe that reading is essential. In addition to that, if you have events or anything of that nature, please be sure to contact me with your specific events, because I want to know about them, whether it's gospel, whether it's education, you need a speaker, anything of that nature. And I'm setting up a conference, actually, to talk about, I was about to say spiritual poverty, but yes, but special education, poverty, and things of that nature. As a matter of fact, speaking of poverty, we'll have Dr. Ruby Payne on tomorrow, and I believe that Mr. Bob has logged on. Mr. Bob, are you on the line?
Hello?
Give me just a second. Let me fix my technology. Mr. Bob?
Yes.
Mr. Bob?
Yes, hello.
How are you doing? Great, great, great.
I'm doing very good.
All right, Mr. Bob. All right, great. So, Mr. Bob, I have introduced you to the audience as an author, as a man of God, and someone who likes to write. And so I want you to kind of elaborate on yourself a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. First of all, thank you very much for having me on the show. It's much appreciated.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name, you call me Bob, and that's correct. When I write under the name of Robert, which is my God-given name. But it was really only my Robert and my mother, beg your pardon, in life who called me Robert. And I knew I was in trouble when that happened. But that's the name I write under. It's Robert J. Cottle.
Okay.
I'm 68, and I'm a husband, a father, and a grandfather. And I have three children, and one's in business management, one's an airline pilot, and the other's in the military. And my wife and I care for our severely disabled grandson on a full-time basis. He's unable to do anything for himself. He can't walk or talk or feed himself. And so he's round-the-clock care. We've taken him on for a few years to give our daughter a bit of a break. So I've been involved in church life all my life. I've served as an elder and an assistant pastor for a time, and I've been a Christian now, I guess, for something like about 60 years, but it doesn't particularly qualify me for anything, but it's just that I have a little experience, I guess, I hope, in the Lord. I live in New Zealand, and which is pretty much the ends of the earth, as it's mentioned in the Bible. And I'm in the South Island, where it's just an incredible example of God's creative abilities with spectacular mountain ranges and lakes and lots of snow this time of year. But one consolation we do have is that we're just past the international date line, so we're the very first country in the world to see the new day every day. We're actually first in the future.
Wow. Now, let me ask you about this with New Zealand. I'm just curious. What is the weather like right now?
Oh, it's midwinter right now in New Zealand, and it's cold. But mostly in the winter we get rain, not a lot of snow around the living areas. We're in Celsius, so it's around 10, 11 degrees. So not that cold, but it's cold enough.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Now, what or who inspired you to become a writer?
That's an interesting question. I never really thought of being a writer. And when I retired from my secular employment, I had quite a lot of time on my hands, so I started just reading a few books and things. And I finished this one particular book, which was written by quite a well-known international pastor. And when I finished, I thought, well, what was the conclusion? So he didn't really teach on anything. It was just a lot of nice words and such. And I said out loud, I said, goodness, I could write better than that. And straight away, the Lord come back to me and said, well, why don't you then? And that's really the reason why I gave it a go. And it's turned out to be something very enjoyable.
Great. That's great. Now, you mentioned that you have been a Bible scholar for over 50 years. What are some of your favorite verses in the Bible or favorite events that happened in the Bible?
Okay. With my Bible reading, I when I was a very young child, I was brought up in a very strict family. And as a young child, 8 to 10 years old, I was forced to read the Bible every day. I had to read a chapter before I could go to bed at night. And it started off to be an absolute chore. You can imagine an 8-year-old, all he wanted to do was play and have fun, but that's what I had to do. But as I progressed in life, that discipline became, after a period of time, like a habit. And then it became became past a habit, and then I started to enjoy what I was reading. And you ask, what is my particular areas of the Bible? I don't really have a particular area that I go back to. Like, some people have the Psalms that they read continually, and certainly I get a lot of pleasure from reading the Psalms. There's a lot of great wealth and understanding in them. But the biggest thing that delights me about God's Word in the Bible is the fact that whilst it's just written words on a page, it springs to life when the Holy Spirit gives you understanding as you read it. And there's always something new that comes out of it. And every day when I read it now, I get inspired again. It doesn't matter if I'm reading through the list of names in Chronicles or whatever. There seems to be always something new that just something pops out, and it just gives me that inspiration as a sort of see and understand God's word for the day.
That's good. Okay. Now, you've written several books. Now, please tell the audience about your books and your latest books, and what are some of the themes within those books?
Okay. Yes, I have. I've written a book, The Bible, True, Relevant, or a Fairy Tale, which is really just answering the questions, those particular questions. Is the Bible relevant today? Is it true? Is it just a fairy tale? And so I look at those particular questions, and it's amazing to think today that so few people actually read their Bibles. And when I was doing the research for that book, I discovered that the Bible Society have a survey, and they say that less than 12% of Christians who say that they go to church every day read their Bible every day, which I find is a phenomenal finding, in the, because of the fact of how little people read it. It's amazing to see. I mean, other people, the other Christians read it a lot more, that but not on a daily basis. And that, to me, was a real wake-up call to why people just didn't read their Bible, and because they didn't really believe it. It was a lot of discrediting going on in the world around about a lot of parts of the Bible that Christians don't understand. That was my first book. And then the next book that I did, and the one that's out at the moment, is a totally different type of book. It's a novel, and it's called 50 Shades of White, One Man's Quest for Righteousness. And I did that based on a person's life throughout his whole life. This guy, Maxwell White, he was brought up in a cult. His understanding of righteousness at that age, when he was young, was that you obeyed the rules of the church and the laws of the church, and somehow you have attained salvation because Jesus had died for his sins. That was the only thing that he knew. But unfortunately, as he grew up, he disobeyed some of the rules, and he discovered that the rules in the church didn't cater for repentance. So he was excommunicated from the church and abandoned like a bird set loose in a country air. He didn't have any rules to bind him or anything, and he had to then experientially work through his life and understand what is right and wrong. But it was only when he really discovered his own personal walk with the Lord that he discovered how righteousness was really possible. And so it's an experiential walk through a man's whole life that is just taken based on a lot of people I know and things that I've seen in other people, and a lot of simple things that happen in our lives that we think either nothing of or think perhaps we can't see God in it. When you look back, you can see all the little things that God has pieced together throughout the whole life. And the book culminates with Max White being at the end of his life and looking back and just really strongly walking with the Lord through the final phases when he goes through into the time of the rapture and time of the end and such like.
Oh, that is good. Okay. Now, how long did it take you to write that book?
It took a little while actually to write it because of the fact of I was looking after our grandson at the same time, so I haven't been able to do full times on it. But somewhere around about 6 to 9 months is the whole process from start till editing is finished.
Okay, great. Thank you for sharing that. The book seems very interesting. Okay. Is there anything else you would like to share that has not been shared?
Yeah, I would like to just say about generally Christian books. There is a lot of very, very, very good books out there. But there's also some marginal books, if you like. And I think I would like to encourage Christians to be very selective of what they read. Not that I'm trying to suggest that some books are better than others exactly, but a Christian book has to line up with God's word. It has to line up with what the Bible says. And if it's getting into marginal areas where somebody is just pushing a cause or pushing their own particular ideas, I'd just like to caution readers just to be careful, because there's a lot of stuff that is quite dangerous, and the devil is very deceitful. That's just a word of caution I'd just like to mention now there.
That's good. Okay. Now, have you, before we get to our last question, have you had book signings and things of that nature, or you just go through the publisher, or individuals just contact you if they're interested in your book?
No, we haven't had book signings as such, mostly because I live in New Zealand and the main markets are in the United States and Europe. But the book is sold online and in a lot of bookstores around the world. And it's also in ebooks, and it's in paperback, hardback, and also audiobooks. It's also been translated into some other foreign languages. I'm not sure which languages exactly, but the publishers will know that. But that it is definitely available in English, just about anywhere you can buy a book online.
Okay, that's great. So how can individuals contact you?
I have a Facebook page. It's called Robert J. Cottle Author, and you can actually buy books on that Facebook page at a discount. Also, anybody's free to email me. My email address is robertjcottle@gmail.com. I'm very open to correspond with anybody. Very happy to hear from my readers.
Okay, then. Well, Mr. Robert, thank you so much for taking out the time to interview with me. And anytime you want to come back on the show or you have new books out, please let me know.
Thank you very much. We do have one which we're just finishing up now. It's called The Gospel of the Kingdom, not The Gospel of the Church. It's a very interesting book about the kingdom of God. So I'll be very interested to chat about that at some point.
Okay, then just let me know, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Robert Cottle from New Zealand. I'm so excited. Now then, I have a few announcements to make, but before I do, make sure that you connect with him, Mr. Bob Robert Cottle, on Facebook, or he also provided his email, robertcottle@yahoo.com. All right? Okay, be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to continue to listen to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actresses, anyone with a positive message, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. Once again, my email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, be sure that you continue to pray for every person. Pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And be genuine when you pray, and do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, continue to check out my website, my fan page, for many different events that are coming up. We do have a couple of events that's coming up that I have posted on my page, and I will place emphasis on those events on our next show, which is tomorrow. We will have Dr. Ruby Payne. Dr. Payne is awesome. I've had the opportunity to listen to her presentations, not only in the school system, but when she was speaking to colleges and universities. And her focus is on poverty. She talks about different forms of poverty. And so when we talk about poverty, everyone thinks of the materialistic things, but we're speaking of educational poverty. We're speaking of emotional poverty. And so you have to come back. I have about 30 minutes with Dr. Payne on tomorrow on this radio show, the only radio show right now that you will hear Dr. Ruby Payne. All right? She will be here on tomorrow. So let everyone know, log in, all those great things, okay? We only have like 30 minutes with her. In addition to that, you will have the opportunity to hear from Dr. Afrida Love. I will be speaking Saturday on this radio station, the only radio station you will hear Dr. Afrida Love on Saturday, God's will, the only radio station, the only international radio station where you will hear Dr. Love. All right. Yeah. Make sure that you tell your friends and family to come on over, click the link, all right, or call in and listen to what I have to say about special education as far as overrepresentation, because we're trying to incorporate a paradigm shift. I'm going to give you a brief little synopsis because we have time. A paradigm shift, and that shift is to allow students who are in special education to be tested, and if they fall in a certain percentile, a quadrant, then those students need special education services. Right now what happened is someone conducted a research, all right, and the research indicated that African Americans and other minorities were overrepresented in special education. That's what the report said, okay? And so with that, what's happening is that now we have a certain number of how individuals or how many individuals from each culture should be placed in special education, okay? We're looking at numbers. We need to be focused on the data, the percentages. What are these students making on these assessments? That's what we need to focus on. And so what's happening is we're looking at the numbers, and maybe one teacher, as I said last night, have 10 students who need special education, and another teacher may have 5 students. Well, if the cap is 10, then that means each teacher can probably submit 3 or 4 students, when in fact they have more than that. So the question becomes, and we're going to have to figure this out, the question is, okay, that's sound doctrine, okay, that sounds okay. But then when we look at the budget and when we analyze the number of personnel that we have to serve these students, then we fall short. Okay, the solution that I'm going to explain is we need to incorporate special education into educational degrees. It doesn't mean that you have this extensive 4-year educational process, but it means that when students enter college, they are at least introduced to strategies and techniques relating to special education. And that deals with emotional, social behaviors. Because what happens is, and we took a survey, and the reason why I say this, is that many teachers leave the profession because of, maybe they say behaviors, or because of their, they don't feel confident in what they're teaching. And so we want to retain these teachers, but we also want to retain our students as far as their knowledge and skills. We want to continue to keep them engaged. And so just think about it. Engagement, okay, is that process of understanding. So that's the perspective that I'm coming from. And we've had a lot of feedback, positive feedback about this, because we want to focus on, rather than overrepresentation, who needs the services, and then how we're going to get those people where we need them to be so that they can serve the students. So you have to come back. I mean, we have heavy hitters. We have Dr. Payne kicking it off on Friday. Dr. Payne. She took time out of her busy schedule. Look her up. She travels all over the world, make presentations to many people, and she took the time to come on this international radio show. Then we have another heavy hitter, Dr. Alfreda Love. Be sure to come on Saturday, because special education is very essential, and it's the key that unlocks the door to schools making progress and passing. Believe me. So why do I need to come speak to you and your organization? Because I have some of the answers to how you can move your organization, change your paradigm, and see results. All right? So come on, because we have, like I said, you have to listen to this ministry. So invite your friends and family, and you'll learn quite a bit. All right? So thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow with Dr. Ruby Payne, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.